Neil, thanks for joining us. Big game today, coming off your comments on Saturday, coming on obviously what you put on social media in the evening as well. We know you were hurting on Saturday. You know you wanted to tell the players exactly what it means to play for this football club. Do you think you got a good response from the players this afternoon?
Absolutely. I'm absolutely over the moon with that performance. It might not have been the prettiest. I just said to lads in there, lesser teams who don't show character go and fall at Radcliffe. They go and fall when they're 1-0 down. They go and fall against the next team and they don't know when to stop the rot. And although it's not a rot, we played 2 out of 3. You know, good performances, we didn't win. We needed to get a point on the board. And for them lads to put the bodies on the line time again as a back three, midfield, front men, you know, could have won it right at the end. I'm delighted for them. And it does mean a lot to wear this shirt. It means absolutely everything. And I said to them then, if you show that level of belief and character, you'll always get applauded off, always, because people want you to work for the badge and run off of the shirt. And I think they did. Well, no, I know they did.
I thought your back line did really well as a unit.
I wanted characters, I wanted leaders, and I got that in abundance today. All right, we our quality may have not been there, you know, and I'm not going to harp on about the players that are out, but they bring that moment of quality. Today, we saw a different side of us, we changed our shape, and we saw a different side of us, but still, you know, in pockets, we played really well, I thought.
With the chances that came in the second half, and I think we started off particularly well in the second half, that first 10 or 15 minutes, we had that ascendant. It was a kind of game that both teams today, because of the surface, which obviously plays an instrumental part, and the weather, they actually still put on a decent show, and there was some good football on show. But in that first 15 minutes, how encouraged were you with that we could go on to win the game?
I thought we was going to win the game, and that's how we set up to. You know, we didn't set up to sit back and try and hit it on the counter. You know, it's one of them. Linney, should he score? Is it a penalty if he goes down? You know, when he gets through, I don't know.
No, he should have scored.
He should have scored, yeah.
No question. Yeah.
And now Rodney at the end, I think, and I'm screaming from the sideline for him to be higher. Yeah. And he's 2 yards behind playing. I'm screaming. Forwards have got to get in their areas. That's the difference between 1 and 3 points. But, you know, I can't. It is what it is. And
Two great saves
for Paddy. I've just had a word with him. He's going to kill me this season by rushing out of his nets. He needs to be more disciplined because he's got great ability. But just stay in. You know, just stay in. And but he put a great performance on. And just touching on the pitch, actually, he got a different view of it. That hasn't been touched, you know. You can see straw growing out of it. It's a disgrace, but we've had to adapt to that as well. It's knocked our passing game off, and they purposely didn't cut it today. The management team have told me that to try stop us, and I don't think they did stop us. I thought we gave a really good account.
Well, you
of
only have to look at the goal areas. Goal areas are like end of season, you know, garbage patch. But at the end of the day, I just felt that you did well what you did. The two main things, forgetting Radcliffe, was the surface that you had to play on. You had to adapt to that. Get to the ball quickly, which I felt when you didn't, we caused ourselves a problem. And the weather, you know, it's so hot. You know, I do believe that Matty Hughes actually went off because of exhaustion. You know, you could see it in the lad. You know, but all credit to him, you've come out with a result.
Yeah, we have.
That was important. That, you know, just to stop that downfall, that free fall.
I always say you could be really
pleased with them.
I am. I always say win your home games and, you know, take a point in away games. Yeah. We haven't won our home games, but that's a start for me. A point away from home, I'll take that all day long. They're a good side, Radcliffe. You know, and you can see with what they're doing with the club, they want to go places. And this was a really tricky game for us today.
I think it means a little bit more as well because you've got six ex-FC players. One of them, Matty Wolford, who's an FC legend, who again showed the quality he possesses. You've got also in the middle of the pitch Harry Winter, who had a very controlled game today. Yeah. Harry, I thought, you know, we were expecting possibly, could, you know, but he and other players around the pitch as well, which gave it a bit more impetus as well. Again, no Donoghue. We obviously he went off in the warm-up on Saturday. Any update on that at all?
He's going back to the physio. He's still living. He's probably going to be a couple of weeks. He's still tender in his arm and he wants to play, but we need him for the long haul. And you know, he'll be back when he's back. He's devastated. He'll be back when he's back. You know, is it 2, is it 3 weeks? Good news on Almond and Mayers, who are both going for their operations in under 2 weeks now. So, you know, them two should be back hopefully by the end of September, middle of October. So that's a pleasing thing. We're going to work hard this week, continue to work hard this week to try and bring in another front man and possibly another midfielder as well, just to bolster the squad a little bit because, you know, I'm not saying we're down on numbers, but, you know, we are down to 16, 17 and games are going to come thick and fast. So, you know, we're going to work hard to bring in one or two new bodies. But, you know, I'll just finally say that, you know, and I haven't said this season, but I thought the fans, again, were amazing today. You know, they really got behind us. And I know there was a couple of comments made Saturday, which doesn't help a dressing room, you know, and they feel it. You know, we had half an hour before the game, I do my team talk at 2 o'clock today. I went in at 1:30 and asked the lads how they felt, you know, and they were deflated, they were down, they don't want to let the club down, they desperately want to play for the club. And, you know, I know people pay the money and they're entitled to their opinions, but, you know, come speak to us. I think some of the comments we made Saturday really hurt the lads, and to come overcome that obstacle as well to get a point is even more so. But the fans that are here today, every one of them has clapped us off and said, well done, much better, great performance, keep going, keep plugging away, we're right behind you. And for me in the dressing room, that's massive. And, you know, I've just said to them, we'll take so much out of this performance today.
If they see the effort going in, these fans will never ever back off you. They'll be there right alongside you. But I've got to say this as well, I thought Chris Sharp, when he came on, was quality.
Yeah.
Them two deliveries into the box.
Yeah, really well.
If, he like would, you said yeah. there, if Rodney had been out of the blocks instead of watching him, he'd have had two goals.
And the other way around, if that ball had been delivered in by someone else, Sharpie would
have done it.
He has the experience. And I was just saying, maybe with Niall, it was maybe a little bit naivety. He was on the pitch and he hadn't been down there long. But as I say, what you've got to do is he wants to play for FC United like all the players do. He wants to start. So he's got to prove to you that the 15 minutes he's on, 100%. He's everywhere and he scores a goal. 100%. And you think, right, I've got a headache now, play him in.
You know, I won't go into it too much, but, you know, that's the reason why we didn't play Sharp, because I thought he did all right on Saturday. He put himself around. But I didn't want to play into their hands with two big lads up top either. So that's why we went with the kind of flair and pace. And they worked. You know, I thought they worked really well and they pulled their defence around. So it's just options for us. We haven't got that front man in. So.
Linney in the past has played through the middle, hasn't he?
Yeah, he has.
I mean, I've watched him play and he's been prolific goal scorer for Bamber Bridge at one point. Yeah. You know, that's why a lot of clubs are looking at him.
And we have to talk about the goal, actually, and then we'll let you go because I know you want to get back in there and have a shower. Because a great ball from the goalkeeper. Whacks it out like we know he does. Great control from Ennis. Ball down. He gets the ball. He goes across. He feigns. He looks. He feigns. And I think the ball probably just sat about right then. And he crossed the goalkeeper. And a great equalising goal.
He's got great feet in the box.
He has, yeah. And looking at that thinking, superb. And I'm going to say it again. He gets himself involved with Rick Smith. And it's like, you're not going to win a battle with Rick Smith. Rick Smith was our under-18s team. And I was working with Rick when we were a very strong, competitive team. And Rick Smith has been here a long time now. He's a good semi-pro. And he's getting himself, I said, just put it through the legs, score a goal and say, that's how I...
Got to play with your feet. Play with your head. You know, the referee frustrated me today. I think I kept my cool quite well with some of them decisions. But, you know, let me do all that for him. That's what I said to him. Let me take the pressure off. You don't need to get involved in silly things like that. We don't coach that in training. We coach football, play football. We're not always going to get decisions that go our way. So dust yourself down and get on with it. And I can say that because I was a player that took a lot of knocks in my career and I just had to bounce back up and get on with it. And that's what you do. You just can't do. Otherwise, you're fueling their fire.
And the one thing to bear in mind, I say that the point is a great point because you've got a little bit of quality. Elliot Rocker, you know, we know the flair he produces. We know the likes of Ellis was decent. You've got Matty Wolfenden coming from deep. And then you brought on, you know, you've got the likes of Ben Wharton coming on the pitch. You know, so there's a bit of quality here at Ratcliffe. So I think the way you changed it to the back three initially, it worked. We were getting down the flanks a little bit, but again, you know, I mean, looking at players from both teams, and the standout man really was Prince Haywood. He was absolutely outstanding. But we matched him, and you know, even though he was the standout player, and maybe Grogan. I mean,
Grogan was
excellent
for quality as a defender.
But you know, we as you say, you've got the result. You've got a point on the board. We've gone from bottom to third or fourth bottom.
Fifth bottom. We're just going to keep doing our business, and what's pleased us more, everybody, is that everyone's in this together. You know, we know it's going to be a difficult league. You know, we're going to lose, you know, 8, 10, 12 games a season. You're going to draw 4, 5, 6, whatever it is. Unfortunately for us, they've come at the beginning of the season, but you know, we're going to build on this. We're going to take so much encouragement, and you know, you can tell we're in our dressing room now, they're upbeat. And I asked them at half one, how'd you feel, and they went miles better.
Yeah.
You know, they really want to play for this club.
These speckies, if they see the running and they see the effort, don't necessarily have to be a win.
No.
If they see the effort, then I'll tell you now, they're right behind you. Yeah. They'll blow you over the line.
And I dropped my captain Saturday, and I thought he gave a great good performance today. He didn't moan, he didn't say anything, he just got on with his business, and that's what I need Michael Potts to do, and he led that performance, I thought, out there. So I'm happy with that.
Totally concur with that. Just a very quick question before you go. All the players that we've got in the squad, are any of them in a situation where they're at college or university, or they don't work, so they can actually maybe, if they want to, like you were trying to encourage last season with certain players, to get down to FC during the week and train with the younger 18s. Lads, with the 18s. Have you got any of those players that's
what's in the pipeline? Paddy Wharton, Griff, Jack Lenehan. You know, I want them in there. You know, that's what I want them doing. And you know, when you come out of like full-time football if some of the lads are in that, like Paddy, like Griffith, Bolton. They need to be in that environment, and we've got that opportunity here. So yeah, they want to come in, and you know, they want to develop, and it takes time, doesn't it? They're very new to this club.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Very new to the club, and they'll learn about the club on the journey. And I've said, you know, I want the nucleus of this group to be together for 2 or 3 years, and I know how they're going to kick on. Yes, we're going to lose one or two along the way because, you know, they're probably not showing enough to play for FC United, but that's my decision. But I think the nucleus there, they've got different attributes, and they will come good.